Շաբաթ, ապրիլ 23-ի երեկոյան դեղի ունեցավ մեծ եղեռնի 100 մեգամյակի ոգեգոչման ցերնարգը Մելբուրնի մեջ։ Հայաստանի ավսալյո քայլերտեն և վերջին հրաժեշտի նվակեն ետք, որ փողի վրա կդարեց Բարոն Խաչիկաթամյան, խոսք առավ օրվա հաղորդավարը Բարոն Քևոր Քրոզյան, որ հատկապես անհրաժեշտ համարեց շարունակել պայքարը, մինչև որ հասնենք մեր արդար պահանջին։
Տիեզերքի վրա ոչ մի ազգնա հանդուրժել այս ոճիրը, որպեսի հանգիստ գտնեն մեր սրբացած անմեղ մարդիրոսները, հայուն արդար իրավունքն է պայքարել, պահանջել իքին ամեն զոհողության, մինչև հասնի սրբազան վեր կատարի։
Բարոն Քրոզյան նաև ընդրադարձավ այն դխուր իրողության վրա, որ ավսալյո կառավարությունը դակավին չճանցած հայոց ցեղասպանությունը։
Australia sadly is yet to recognize the genocide despite a close history and encounter with the events of the time.
Աբա խոսք առավ հայտադի հանձնախումբեն Բարոն Գաբրիել Բելիկյան, անի խոսքը կետրոնացուց Արցախի վերջին իրադարձություններով վրա։
Azerbaijan launched a preemptive assault on the Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh. After 4 days of intense fighting, the self-defense forces of the Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh were able to defend and repel the Azeri aggression, and a truce was declared. This dangerous declaration of war by the Azeri regime not only shattered the shaky peace process, but also threatened to plunge the whole region into a wider conflict with Russian, Iranian, and NATO's involvement. Artsakh is the heartbeat of the Armenian nation. But dear friends, let us be very clear. Nagorno-Karabakh has been, is, and will always remain Armenian.
Բարոն Բելիկյան եւս անդրադարձավ ավսալյո կառավարության մեղսագից լրության եւ գոչուեց, որ դաշնային կառավարությունը ճանչնա հայոց ցեղասպանությունը։
As proud Australians who love this nation, we all love this nation, we will not plead anymore. We will with respect demand from our Prime Minister, our opposition leader, our government to have the political courage to finally formally recognise and condemn the Armenian genocide in the Federal Parliament of Australia. We say this because we love our country. We say this because Australia deserves to be on the right side of history.
Ոգեգոչման ցենարգը դեղի գունենար Մազենոտ քոլեջի մեջ։ Դպրոցի դնորենը Հար Ջոն Շերմն իր խոսքը ուղեց ներկաներուն և շեշտեց, որ միշտ պատրաստ են դպրոցի սրահը դրամատրելու հայերուն և շեշտեց, հիշելու անհրաժեշտության մասին եւ որ չմոռանք մեր ցակումը եւ ժառանգությունը։
That we basically work with people who are struggling, people who are standing up for their rights, people who have suffered. And when you ask to find a venue in which you could safely have your remembrance every year, we were certainly very glad to make our facilities available. And so I just think it is so important that you do remember. We remember today those who died in the service of our country. And I always say to boys, because we have 70 different nationalities in the school. I always say to them, be proud of the land of your birth and be loyal to the land of your adoption. And I think never ever forget the land of your birth, the land of your ancestors. You have a proud history, the first Christian nation, and that nation that has suffered, and I hope and pray that you pass on that great love that you have in remembrance of all you've had to your children. Make sure they do remember. And that's so important, because what's in your history is so rich. So my God bless you, and I hope that we can always help you whenever we can.
Հոսկարավ օրվա հյուրպանախոս բարոն Վիկեն Պապկենյանը, որ ժամանա ձեր սիտնի են, աննախ ջանցավ փնիկ ավսալիացիները, որոնց կպատկաներ շրջանի տարածքը, և փախտադեց Թուրքիո հետ, որ ոչ միայն չճանչնար իրենց երկրի փնիկ ժողովուրդը, հայերը, այլ թշնամական և ցեղասպանական քաղաքականությունը կշարունակե։
I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we meet today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin nation. I pay my respects to their elders both past and present. Acknowledging the traditional owners and custodians of the land has now become a major cultural protocol in Australia. It's one of the many initiatives in Australia has undertaken in recent decades towards reconciling with our Indigenous population. It's a step forward in the process of what's called transitional justice, and one in which we can all be proud our nation has undertaken. Unfortunately for the Armenians, an Indigenous Christian population and victims of genocide in what is now Turkey, no such process of transitional justice has been undertaken by successive Turkish governments. There are no protocols in Turkey which acknowledge and pay respects to the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Quite the contrary, school students are taught a mythical Turkish nationalist narrative of their history, which includes demonizing Armenians as a treacherous minority who needed to be relocated during World War I. Many official travel guides in Turkey fail to mention Armenian cultural heritage that are published by the Turkish Ministry of Culture and Tourism. And the Armenian existence, both physically and culturally, is continuously under attack in Turkey and in neighbouring Azerbaijan, which shares linguistic and cultural and political ties with Turkey. If genocide, as many scholars argue, is a pattern of events, then genocide against the Armenians continues today.
Baron Babkenyan, Pakhtadagan Aravavsalyo yev Turkiyo michev selo vor nuyn khagakanutyun gvaren hayot tsegaspanutyan hartsov yev matnanashets avstraliagan bashtonagan batmutyan sakhalnera.
While Australia and Turkey differ in many ways in the way they treat and their attitude towards their indigenous populations, there seems to be a common policy of excluding the Armenian genocide in the Gallipoli narrative in both countries. Prominent Melbourne academic Professor Robert Mann in 2007 wrote, "Despite the strong connection between the Armenian genocide and Gallipoli, not one Australian historian has devoted a passing page or paragraph or the coincidence of these two events." Leading up to the Gallipoli centenary, a growing trend emerged in Australia of presenting the other side of the story. From popular books, official histories, films, and academic conferences, the Turkish perspective of Gallipoli became widely told. According to this perspective, as illustrated in Russell Crowe's movie The Water Diviner, the Allied landing at Gallipoli was an invasion of the Turkish homeland. And by the end of the campaign, many more Turks died than Anzacs. The campaign is portrayed as an almost wholly Turkish and Australian affair and a symbol of a centenary of friendship. A deeper understanding of the history, however, reveals that many of these narratives are anachronistic interpretations promoting nationalist agendas with fundamental errors and omissions. In reality, when the Anzacs landed at Gallipoli on the 25th of April 1915, they were part of an Anglo-French invasion of the Ottoman Empire, not Turkey. The Republic of Turkey was not established until 1923. Like the British and French forces, imperial forces, the Ottoman army reflected the multi-ethnic makeup of the empire. While most of the officers were ethnic Turks, the army included large numbers of Arabs, Kurds, Armenians, Greeks, Assyrians, and Jews. In fact, two-thirds of the troops the Anzacs first encountered when they landed at Gallipoli were Syrian Arabs. There was a distinct hierarchy among the different ethnicities. Armenians and Greeks were generally recruited into labour battalions, which were held in low esteem. These facts are generally absent when Australian and Turkish historians present the other side of Gallipoli. The name Gallipoli itself is from a Greek word for beautiful city, and is historically a Greek peninsula.
Baron Babkenyan antatartsav ayn garevor iragutyan vra voranzak zinvorner aganades yegats en hayots tsegaspanutyan.
In the Ottoman War Theatre, Anzacs witnessed the genocide and helped liberate the survivors. In July 1915, about 5,000 Armenians in the villages in the Musadag region decided to resist the Turks rather than be deported. After 53 days of resistance, they were miraculously saved by a French warship, which was patrolling the Mediterranean Sea. When the refugees arrived at Port Said, Egypt, the senior British officer at the Suez Canal made use of 3 Australian supply ships to meet the emergency. This included blankets, tents and food. The proximity of the refugee camp at Port Said to the Anzac stationed in Egypt meant that there would be frequent encounters between Australian military personnel and the Armenian refugees. Many Anzacs would purchase gifts and handiwork that was made by the Armenian refugees and send them back home to their families back in Australia. Other encounters between Australians and Armenians occurred with the capture of a number of Anzac prisoners of war by the Ottoman army. The Australians were held in abandoned Armenian churches and homes, and they became key eyewitnesses to the unfolding events. Lieutenant Leslie Luscombe from Geelong West, here in Victoria, had been part of the 14th Australian Infantry Battalion at Gallipoli when he was captured and taken prisoner in August 1915. While being transported to the centuries-old Surp Asvadadzin Armenian Church in Afyon Karahisar in western Turkey, Luscombe wrote, "On the opposite side of the platform, a considerable number of Armenian women and children were huddled together. As our train pulled into the platform, Turkish soldiers armed with whips were driving the women and children into the train. It was evidently intended to transport them to some distant concentration camp. As the Anzac forces advanced on the Palestine-Syria front, they encountered many Armenian refugees who had survived the deportations. Lieutenant Colonel Arthur James Mills was among a contingent of Australian light horsemen and cameleers on the Palestine front who helped rescue several Armenian refugees in 1918. In a touching display of humanity amidst the horrors of war, Mills carried a 4-year-old Armenian girl sleeping in his arms on his camel to safety to Jerusalem. The story of Victorian Colonel Stanley Savage follows a similar vein. As a member of the elite Dunster Force, Savage and his colleagues defended a column of some 80,000 Armenian and Assyrian refugees fleeing the invading Turkish army in northern Persia.
Աբաբարոն Բաբկենյան գետրոնացավ ավսալյային մարդասիրական օգնության վրա, որ իր նոր հրապարակած քիրքի նյութն է.
The story of Armenian suffering evoked a strong humanitarian response in Australia at the time, leading to the establishment of an Armenian Relief Fund in December 1915, which spread throughout the country and committees were established in every state in Australia. In 1917, the Victorian State War Council considered the Armenian Relief Fund a patriotic fund, one considered as having been formed for the purpose of supporting Australia's allies as well as its soldiers. The 22nd of April 1917 was designated as Armenia Sunday in Victoria, and churches across the state helped collect over £2,000.
Վերջացնելով իր խոսքը, բարոն Բաբկենյան հույս հայտնեց, որ հայոց ցեղասպանությունը եւ ավստրալիո մարդասիրական օգնությունը հայ որբերուն եւ վերաբրազներուն վերջապես մաս կգազմե ավստրալական հիշողության եւ պատմության։
As we commemorate the 101st anniversary of both the Armenian genocide and the Gallipoli campaign, perhaps it's time that the link between these two events takes its rightful place in our nation's collective memory. Thank you.
Աբա հաղորդավարը բարոն Քրոզյան գրտաց ոգեգոչման հաստախումբին ուղված նամակները, դպավորիչ նամակը Վիկտորիայի երեսփոխան Նինա Սպրինգլիններ, անաև խոսնակ նեկանաշներու գուսակցության, լսենք հատված այդ նամակին.
Now here we are in the year 2016. It has now been 101 years since what was then the single worst mass crime in human history commenced. We must never again allow the evil that fills some men's hearts to infect a government and a people as it did during the last years of the Ottoman Empire. At its most fundamental, this requires that the true horror of that atrocity by the international community and by the state that has inherited the legacy of its perpetration. The Victorian Greens call unambiguously for the formal recognition of the Armenian Genocide by the Victorian Parliament and indeed by the Australian Parliament and government. Given that what we know of the genocide, it's surely only a matter of time before the genocide is recognised universally, including by the Turkish state. In Australia and Victoria, we're justifiably proud of our peaceful and richly multicultural society. We're privileged to be home to the Australian Armenian community. We can show our commitment to peace, to multiculturalism, and to the Armenian community by formally recognising the Armenian genocide of 1915. I sincerely wish that I could have been present with you this evening, and I'm honored that you allowed me to contribute this short statement.
Խոսքարավ նախկին ծերագուտական Մելբուրնի Բրուս ընդրաշրջանի ազատական լիբերալ երեսփոխան Հելեն Քրոգեր լսենք հատված մանոր խոսքեն.
I have to share something with you. I was in the Senate for 6 years and about 5 years ago I was asked by a visiting group of Armenians whether I would meet with them. And parliamentary timetables are pretty tight, and I thought, yeah, sure, why not? What I didn't realise was just how lacking my understanding of history was, just how lacking my understanding of the genocide that had occurred to the Armenian people, and what an atrocity it was, and the way in which it still affects the subconscious of the Armenian people. It really is something that does need to be addressed. And I refer to my time in the Senate. So when I had this visit from a few gentlemen, they came and talked to me about the genocide. And it was, and I presume that they were part of the National Committee. They were members of the National Committee. I don't remember now, but I presume it was representation from the National Committee. So it was, we then talked about how they would extend their education to some of my then colleagues as well, and brief them, those who were not so aware. And so they ended up putting together an exhibition. And many of those chilling images that we saw up there tonight, of which you will all be far more familiar with than what I am, were put together in a room. We organised quite a big room, actually, and we put up a visual display with descriptions and the history of the genocide, if you like. And sitting here tonight, all I can say is you need to continue to do that. You speak with passion about recognition and the federal government doing something about it. You need to continue that fight and campaign in Canberra. And if I am back in Canberra, not only we continue to be friends, but you have a friend and you will have a voice in Canberra, because I think it is that important.
Ցերնարգը փակվեցավ Մելբուրնի հայ առաքելական եկեղեցու հոգևոր հովիվ արժանապատիվ դեր Խաչեր Հարությունյանի խոսքերով եւ բահբանիչով։
Այո, խոսում ենք մենք այստեղ, պահանջում ենք, բայց վերջը ամեն ինչ, այդ ցավը մնում է մեր ուսերին, այդ ցավը կորուստի մնում է ինքներս մենք տանելու, թերևս մենք էլ մեր հոգու խորքում այս հարցն ենք տալիս, Տեր Աստված, ինչու համար այսքան ցավ, ինչու համար այսքան տառապանք, ինչու համար այսքան զրկանք, այսքան կոտորած, Տեր Աստված, ինչու կորցրեցինք մեր երկիրը, ինչու այս ամենը մեզ պատահեց, այս հարցումը, որ թերևս տալով ինձի համար այս հարցումի պատասխանը Սուրբ Գրքից Քրիստոսի խոսքերն են ինձ պատասխանում, ասելով, որ եթե ինձ հալածեցին, եթե ինձ չարչարեցին, ուրեմն ձեզ էլ պետք է չարչարեն հանուն արդարության համար։ Թերևս լինելով առաջին քրիստոնյա ազգ ամբողջ աշխարհի մեջ, նաև առաջիններից ենք այդ նահատակության ճանապարհը առնելու։ Քրիստոսի ճանապարհը բարության, արդարության ճանապարհ էր, բայց նաև չարչարանքի, Քրիստոսի ճանապարհը նաև Գոլգոթայի ճանապարհ էր, տառապանքի։ Կարծես թե մեր ժողովուրդն էլ այդ տառապանքի ճամփով է անցել։ Բայց մեկ կարևոր բան կուզեմ ասել։ Այս տառապանքը, Գոլգոթայի ճանապարհը վերջում հաղթում է հարությամբ։ Մեր ճշմարտություն կայացի աշխարհում։ Երբեք կատարյալ սերը, կատարյալ արդարությունը չի մեռնում։ Կատարյալ արդարությունը, կատարյալ սերը միշտ հարություն է առնում։